Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Hello and welcome back to another solo episode. I am Rebecca Neal, your host, and I am very excited yet very nervous about this episode. I've tried to record it four times, being very transparent with you. It is a tough one and it's raw and it's juicy and it's going to trigger a lot of people, even though I hate that word. It's potentially going to make you feel something, make you think something, and that's okay. That's what life's about, being curious and tuning into what feels you get from things is a great experience in life. So I don't even know where to begin. So let's just begin. I want to make note that I honor you if you are working with me currently, if you are a past client. I have been a coach for the past 12 years. There are many women that I have worked with and gotten incredible results with and been of service to and over-delivered. But if you felt any of the things that I am about to share today in our time, I want to greatly apologize to you because we're all on our journey. And this is the one thing I want you to know is that life is about moving and feeling into things and pivoting and being raw and being honest and also forgiving yourself for what you didn't know at the time and for allowing compassion and understanding of what you do know now and what you didn't know then. So I pride myself in being authentic and sharing with integrity and sharing with honesty my journey. And if you've been here for a little while, you would know that I am always trying to tell or share with you guys what's really on my heart. And this is definitely one of those episodes. And so why did I suddenly throw in the towel on my six-figure coaching business this year? Because fuck, anyone would look at me and think I was crazy. You know, I was fully booked out for the last 5 years. I probably lost about 100 grand this year by doing so. But something felt off. And I'm not like I went through some crazy life changes this year as well. I've moved back to the coast. I was living in Brisbane. I wasn't happy. I've broken up with my partner. So many things were happening. And I thought, oh, it's just that. I'm just not settled. I'm just not grounded. Like, this is it. But no, it's more than that. And I've had time to really reflect on that. And I've been chatting to, I'm always having great open conversation with beautiful people in my life. And many others feel the same things that I feel, so I'm not alone, and I know that. And I hope that if you're tuning in and listening today, that if you feel the same way, that this gives you some light, and also knowing that you're not alone in seeing and feeling these things as well. And I just feel the coaching industry in the last, say, I'm going to say 2 to 3 years especially, has really started to take a turn for the worst. I've been watching it, and I definitely got caught up in the spiral of it at times as well. I'll put my hand up and say I've invested a lot of money into other people. I've also charged reasonably high amounts of money. However, I don't feel I was playing in the space that I'm talking about today. But I feel like it has definitely changed since I became a coach. And every industry obviously evolves with time, for sure. But I think the nuts and bolts of the coaching industry now has become about money and what the coach can make or do or earn and then spend, than actually being of service and having a heart-centered business. And this is what really saddens me so, so much. And I've toyed with the idea of staying in the coaching space and being the coach that doesn't get caught up in that. And maybe in the future, that's what I do. I'm so transparent in my journey. And I always share with you, you know, things are always evolving and changing. But right now I am completely removed from it because I just do not feel like I'm in alignment to anything of what's going on right now. And I don't feel like I can add anything to the space just now in that sense, what I was doing before, because I fell victim to the same things I'm going to share with you. And I felt like I needed another coach and I needed another program and I needed another this, and that I was broken, that I needed fixing, and that this program was going to save me, and this thing over here was going to give me this amount of money, and then I was going to do this. I didn't need any of that stuff because I already knew enough and I already was doing what I needed to do. But this is what the coaching industry does. This is what the personal development space does. It makes you feel less than good enough. It makes you think that you are broken and that you need constantly fixing and evolving. It's bullshit. You are beautiful and whole just as you are. And yes, if you're interested in evolving and learning and growing, go for it. But there's nothing wrong with you. And so as a coach, one thing for sure is that I used to feel so honored and privileged when someone came to me and said, I want to work with you. I want to invest in you because I need your support. I'm going through this and I know that you can help me get out the other side. You know, as a health coach, as a life coach working with body image dysmorphia, as a fitness coach, as a personal trainer working with these people, since when did charging $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 to work with someone? I'm sorry, but if you are listening and you're a coach that's doing this, or sadly, if you're a client who's paying this, you know deep down, if you really tune into your heart-centered space, that it does not cost $20,000 to help another woman out, to help teach them to become a better human, to help them through the pain and health and struggles that they're having, to have a better business. That is not being of service, putting someone in debt to you as just one single human. And this is why I walked away. This is why I didn't raise my prices when everyone told me to, because it did not feel good. I got told I had money issues, that I didn't know my worth because I didn't want to put my prices up any more than I had them up. No, hello, I actually have integrity issues, and that's why I couldn't put them up. I'm done with people saying that if you can't invest in me, you have money issues. You need to work on your money mindset. And I apologize if this is something I've ever said in the past when I was caught up in the crazy, mesmerized space of the coaching industry. I feel like it's a spell. What a load of shit this is the majority of the time. I'm not denying that sometimes we definitely have money things going on, and if we struggled in life, you know, with certain things, or we went bankrupt, like, sure, that's a money issue. But if you don't want to invest $15,000 into someone, that doesn't mean you need to work on your money mindset. It doesn't matter. If someone says to you, oh, you know, you must have money issues if you can't spend that money on me, run so far, far away from that coach, because they're saying you can't afford me so I can pay me to earn to spend. Don't let people say to you, if you aren't willing to spend this amount of money, that you have mindset issues and that you need to work on this. I'm so saddened that the coaching space has got to this, because let me just tell you this. Let's have some perspective about this high ticket coaching bullshit. If you have $20,000 to spend on one single human being, let me share what you could actually do instead. Unless this person is a full blown agency who has a team that can take care of your socials, build you a website and maintain it, create content for you, build your marketing, spend money on advertising, Facebook advertising, your service, your customer service, your funnels, your email marketing, the graphics, all of the things, then do not invest the money. Go and spend it on those things. Multiple people to support you on your journey. Because here's the fun fact. If you already have $1,000 to $2,000 to spend on your business, you can find a coach that can help you. Do not be deluded by thinking that that person is only charging that much because they're not good enough. There are many programs and many coaches and courses out there that can help you by that small amount. And hey, if you're just getting started and you don't even have $2,000, you don't have a money mindset issue. You are discerning with your money, and that is a beautiful thing. I want to honor you for saying, oh, I'm not sure if I can spend that money. I'm not sure if I want to be in debt for the next 5 years of my life because of $15,000. You can. I'm going to tell you where you can learn. YouTube University. How do you think I got to where I am in my coaching business now, the one I had, by teaching myself everything before coaches were a thing, I was doing this. I remember doing online coaching. I think I charged $800 for 12 weeks and I helped people over the internet with their personal training. It wasn't really a thing back then. I think it was 2012. It was a long time ago, 2013. But how did I learn everything? How did I learn how to put my documents and things together? I Googled it. I researched it. I watched YouTube. You can literally find a video on everything. How do I create a free offer? How do I start an email list? How do I write a blog? How do I build a website? And guess what? Fiverr and Upwork, you can pay someone for about $10 an hour to help you do those things. And look, accountability and support when you're on your journey is definitely, definitely a beautiful thing. And I want to honor you for wanting that. And there are people that are there for that and can help you with that. And this is why I still offer one-off coaching like strategy sessions, because I have so much information in my mind that I know I can help change people's lives, but I don't charge an arm and a leg and your whole future house for it. And so if you do still want that support, that's where you look for those. But if you know that you just need to get to work, you know enough, because how often, and I've fallen trap of this as well. I've done group coaching. I've done one-to-one coaching. I've been in private masterminds. I've been in memberships. I've been on webinars. I've done it all. And that's why I can speak on this as well. But what I will say is I've always felt uneasy about investing $20,000 or $25,000 into a single human being that I don't see much better than myself, because of accountability. Because honestly, I used to joke that coaches were just accountability buddies. Because really, like I said, you can Google literally everything. You can even go to udemy.com and download a whole program that will teach you everything you want to know about whatever you're trying to create for $20 or $50 or $90. Save your money and invest it wisely into things, because I can guarantee you if you had $15,000 or $20,000 to spend on a coach and you put that into cryptocurrency, property investing, or you know, stock market, wherever you want to invest your money, you would be ahead of the game more so than if you invested in a coach. I'm not saying coaches don't get you to greater levels or layers of life. For sure, I definitely think that there are great teachers and great coaches out there. But what I have an issue with is the amount of money people are charging for their services, for being one single human being, for someone who's got hardly any years of experience. That's what I have an issue with. It's not the couple of thousand dollars or a couple hundred bucks that you spend on a program or working with someone or, you know, going and seeing someone for extra support or accountability. It's the hefty price tag that high ticket coaching has become. It never have I seen it like this. It is absolutely insane. And it was really interesting because I've got so many beautiful friends who have, let's say, real businesses and have had businesses, brick and mortar businesses, for a long time. And one of them said to me recently, because we were having a conversation about this, and they said that the coaching industry is just crazy to them because they're on the outside of it. And it's not until you actually step out and look back in do you actually really see what I'm seeing. And she said to me, it's snake oil. They're selling snake oil. And I was like, you're so right. And this is what's made me think about all this stuff. Like, how does one human being put a price tag on themselves of $20,000 or $15,000 or $18,000 or whatever it might be, $25,000? I can't see this. I can't see how you feel like if you're charging this amount of money that you're being of service, that you have a servant heart. People need to look up the meaning of what that actually is, because too many coaches, not all, but a lot of them, are too busy worrying about their own damn bank account over their client's bank account. And we as coaches, as I said before, it's a privilege and an honor to be a coach and for someone to invest their time and energy into you. We need to think about our clients' needs above our own. Because are we really doing that when we start charging thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and putting people in debt and putting people on payment plans and putting people, you know, I know coaches that put people on 5-year payment plans. The fuck is that? I'm sorry, you're not paying off a car. Like, most potential clients, like I shared before, know what they want to create. They know what they need to do. They want to create a blog. They want to create a podcast. They want to build this. They want to do that. Go and Google it. Go and find it on YouTube. The most basic information is on YouTube. Paying a coach a couple of thousand dollars to help support you and accountability and learn from them is incredibly powerful. I will never stand back in saying that. You know, investing in a teacher, investing in someone who can educate you in something that you may not be able to find online and things like that, or you're starting out, that's fine. We're not here talking about that today. We're talking about the people that are overcharging. We're talking about the people that are worried more about their own bank account than their clients. Because I just don't understand how we've got to this place, how we can just say, oh, well, I'm a business coach, so I'm going to charge triple the amount of what other people charge for coaching. Why not charge a couple people, you know, certain figures, a couple of thousand dollars, and make the same amount each month anyway? It's just that you work with more people, you help more people, instead of charging one client $10,000 or one client $15,000. There are still some amazing coaches out there, and I want to make sure that this is clear, because I don't want this to be all doom and gloom. I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, whinge and do, and oh, you must have issues around money, or you must be triggered by other people. It's not the case. When you actually take a moment to breathe and not get swept up in what's going on around you, you can actually see very, very clearly. So what I did with all of this is that I just didn't want to be part of the noise anymore. I didn't want to be part of the problem. And I thought about it for so long and how I could stay in the coaching industry, because it was something I was so passionate about. It's something I've done for so long. It's my whole entire career, if you think about it. And I've been navigating this the last 6 months because I just was like, well, what the fuck am I going to do now? This is what I've always done. This is what I've always known. But I just knew that it was time to shift. It was time to move direction. And so... what do I do now with all the information that I have inside my little head? What do I do with all the knowledge? What do I do with all of the info that I know that I can help people with, that can really assist people in growing a business and help people make a difference in their lives? What do I do with all that? So what I'm going to do with that, and I want to let you guys know, and do subscribe if you haven't already done so, so you can tune in, because I want you to learn from me for free. I don't want to charge you $10,000. I don't want to charge you $15,000. I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it on my podcast so that I can still make a difference in the lives of others. So coming into 2022, gosh, that sounds so scary. I will be offering you free information through my podcast so that you can continue to learn and grow your business, your personal brand, your social media, all of the things. And I do want to let you know and keep this in mind, is that I do offer one-off sessions which will not cost you an arm and a leg. These are sessions where we spend a lot of time together, and you have a follow-up session as well, and these are priced very, very affordable because I want to be of service. I want to continue to share what it is that I know, and I know that what I know helps people, and I'd be very sad to know that there are people out there that are getting ripped off, or that people aren't able to invest because they don't have that kind of money laying around. Because let's be honest, who has a spare $20,000 to invest in a human being? Not me. That $20,000 is in my deposit for a house. Like that, let's be real for a second, guys. So if you are looking for support, please DM me. I am here to give and not take, or give, take. This is the industry. I'm going to leave you with this, because it's a heavy kind of topic, and I don't know how this is going to be received, because it is pointing out people. And I have compassion for these people that are swept up and caught up in this bullshit. And I hope one day they can look back and go, okay, well, that was crazy. But if they don't, that's their journey. Remember, I'm not here to judge people personally or name names. I'm just very open-hearted, open-minded, and I want my beautiful audience to feel the same way, to have discernment in what they're doing. If something feels off, generally it is. If someone makes you feel triggered with that word, generally it's not a great thing. If someone makes you feel peace and calm and doesn't feel like they've got an agenda or isn't trying or isn't pushing, then maybe they're in, it is a good space to be in. I just think really learning to tune into your body and tune into yourself is really, really important. When you're online, and next time when you're online and potentially you follow a whole bunch of coaches, because gosh, they're everywhere you look, and I know most of my audience probably follows a lot of coaches, I want you to really pause for a moment, listen or read the words of what that person is saying, and ask yourself, does that feel good to me? Does that feel like they're judging, that they are being harsh, that they're lacking compassion, that they're just trying to sell me something? This will be a podcast for another day, but I want to make note of this. You may have noticed on my Instagram, I've completely shifted. I no longer want to sell myself anymore. I no longer want to market every time I post on social media. I am sharing things that make me happy, sharing things that are important to me, and sharing snippets of my social media agency. I want to also note this. There's nothing wrong with selling your services. There's nothing wrong with marketing. There's nothing wrong with selling and pricing things. My issue comes down to the large dollar amount that gets attached to things. That's where my issue lies. Because everyone, it's an exchange, right? We always have to pay for services, for sure. But I want to note that there are ridiculous numbers being attached to people. And are they actually delivering a service that is worth that price tag? I don't believe so. I'm going to leave it to you to make that decision after having this conversation. But if you have $15,000 or $20,000 and being promised the world, take a moment to think about what else you could do with that money that could get you great results just as much, but even maybe even more so in other areas. And use discernment when you're on Instagram next time. Look at the words, listen to the words. Is there a game behind what's going on and what's being said? Does this person really have your best interests at heart? Are they asking too much? Listen to those things. Feel into those things. And if there's a reason why you feel that you don't want to invest that money, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have a problem. You don't need fixing. You don't need money mindset coaching. I'm going to leave it there because I don't know how this is going to drop into people's hearts, if this is going to really upset people, if this is what people need to hear or not want to hear, but it felt really important for me to share because I just feel like the coaching industry has really become a fucking scam and people are taking the piss. And so I just want people to use their heart and their brains and really start to tune into what feels right to them. If you want to spend $20,000 on a coach and that's what feels fucking awesome to you, go for it. That's your journey. That is what you are here to experience. And I am all for it because my problem is that I feel people are being pulled in, fear-mongered in, all sorts of different fields to get to that place of investing and then regretting it or not potentially, or being told that they haven't done the work and that's why they regret spending the money, whatever. There's all sorts of stories. I've seen it all. But yeah, I just want you to use your own discernment and I want you to use your own beautiful heart in knowing what's right for you and what's right for your journey and to not feel less than good enough if you don't want to invest a large amount of money into a coach. And just start listening to the words that these coaches are using and if they actually feel good in your body, because our bodies don't lie. Energy doesn't lie. And we really, if we just take a moment to tune in deeply enough, we can actually feel that. And if we connect to God and we connect to that energy source of knowing what's true for us and knowing that we will always be provided for and that we can learn all the things we need to learn in the right place. I'm going to leave it there. If you want to talk this out, if you're mad at me for sharing this, if you need support around this, if you feel really upset, I will jump on a call with you and talk this out. I am here. I'm always here. As I said, I am so grateful and honored that I have a podcast with an audience and people that are on my journey. You are on the same level as me. We are all in this together in this life more than ever because I feel the coaching space is just doing what the world is doing right now. It's segregating people. It's making people feel less than good enough when actually coaching is meant to be about a collaborative effect and to make people feel good about their lives and to be able to have a better life. That's what a coach was meant to be about. So have a beautiful day. I look forward to hearing your feedback. See you soon.